And welcome to Central Standard Friday, the Food Critics Edition. My name is Charles Ferruzzo. I'm with the Pitch, and the Pitch's food blog, which is called Fat City, and it's found at pitch.com. We are going to have a slightly, and I mean slightly, abbreviated show today because we're going to break early so Up to Date can come on, because they're going to be broadcasting live from Columbia with the Claire McCaskill and Todd Akin debate. I wish I was there. I wish I was in Columbia right now to hear this.
Yeah.
But I get to hear it on KCUR.
second.
I'm going to introduce our panelists, and they beginning with Christine Basica.
That's me, and I write for Ingram's Magazine.
Very good.
And I'm Emily Ferris with FeedMeKC.com and the Feed Me KC podcast.
Very good. And last but surely not least,
I'm Gloria Gale, and I write for 435 South magazine.
Very good. Mm-hmm. We've all got lots of places to talk about. In the second half, our abbreviated second half, we're going to be talking about restaurants that are in unusual locations, whether it be antique malls or hospitals. I hope we don't get too heavy into hospitals.
And perhaps we can't call them restaurants.
Yeah, maybe.
Places
yeah.
to get food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Oklahoma Joe's would be a restaurant. And then there's another barbecue joint that's in an old gas station in Lee Summit.
But we really...
Everybody knows about those.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. So,
but
we've got good stuff to talk about. Christine, where have you been lately?
A new place and a newly located place mentioned first. And the first is the Reserve at the Ambassador Hotel, which had their official opening a couple weeks
ago. Now, you know, we have to, because we do have some listeners who are over 50, some panelists too.
Bring up a different Ambassador Hotel.
Yes.
And this one is at 1111 Grand. It is part of the Ambassador Collection.
It is, yeah.
The old one that was on
Broadway, 35th and Broadway.
Yeah, yeah. Very different location. Kind of a unique format. You walk in, and to the right is the desk, but straight ahead is this really lovely. It looks like a bar, but it is a bar/restaurant. And
it does double duty as both.
Yes, it does double duty as both. And gorgeous lighting, cool banquettes that I thought were just really neat. The first time we went, we also toured the rooms. I don't have many occasions to stay at Kansas City hotels, but I would say that this is a very cool one to stay at.
Now, can I tell you that I thought the banquettes looked like something out of the Addams Family?
I know, that's why I like them.
Okay.
I would say the Addams Family would be very dark. These were sort of florally and kind of funky.
Well, they're tufted anyway.
Yeah, well, okay, tufted. But anyway, we had a great dinner there a couple nights later, and I had the braised short ribs and a pork belly orchietti, and they had skillet cornbread, which I've really missed in town because I can't find that many.
Who used to have it?
Broughton Fairway. Banderas had fabulous cornbread. I mean, it was the thing I liked the best.
You know, there's some place out there, I think, also serves skillet cornbread. It's something I never order because if I'm going to eat bread, I want bread.
You want bread.
Yeah. But I do want to use this opportunity to say you are welcome to join our conversation by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you could send us an email right now to centralstandard@kcur.org. Just in case you happen to have another place that serves skillet cornbread for Christmas Eve.
And don't forget Twitter.
Oh, Twitter, yes.
At KCURCST.
Thank you very much, Emily Ferris.
You're welcome, Charles.
The other thing I liked about Reserve is that you could get small or large plates, the same dish, either small or larger, and the small plates were plenty.
Yeah.
So I thought that was...
Except for the short ribs that you had, because I should have gotten the large plate.
I would have eaten the large one, too, but I was really full. I also had a chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich there.
That's good.
And the chocolate chip cookie was this giant cookie, and it tasted homemade. It was kind of thin
and
chewy.
Homemade.
I mean, it is homemade, but it actually tasted that way. So that was very cool. The other newer place I went to was Bowling's on the Plaza, which is an absolutely gorgeous restaurant. I think it's very cool. I like the fact that they have the two separate sides to it. And it has Bowling's food. And I think they do a nice job.
I think it's the best reincarnation in the history of reincarnation.
Well, you know what? Their City Market restaurant, I think, is also very cool. you know, but
this place one, far exceeds it. Yeah, it's highly, highly. It's like something out of MGM. It's 1952. Yeah.
It is gorgeous. It is gorgeous. And the other kind of cool thing that Bowling's is doing is they now have a happy hour from 4 to 6. And you might think happy hour Chinese. I don't know, but you know their
are there food specials, Chris?
Yeah, the mussels are like $7. The chicken lettuce wraps are $5. Barbecue chicken wings are $5. The barbecue ribs are $8. So the prices are reduced. The prices are reduced on the drinks as well. So it's.
Can you sit at a bar there? It seems to me you can.
You know, actually, we didn't, but I believe you can. It's over to the right. It's also kind of interesting because this is at 4701 Jefferson, but they have two entrances.
Right, and I always walk in the wrong one.
Yeah, well, but you walk in the closest one, and it doesn't really end up mattering. And the third place I'll just mention, we ate dinner the other night at Exwa, the Brasserie.
That's the new downtown location.
At 1000 Walnut. And
did you have trouble finding a place to park?
No, we parked on the street, actually. Okay. It was later, and it was easy. I love how that place looks. I like it's sort of clean, businessy, but not, I don't know. It just has kind of a nice vibe. I like
the big
table in the middle.
I prefer the downtown location.
Yeah.
It's a little more intimate. It's not so noisy.
Right.
How's the food?
The food's very good. Very good. And they've got a slightly different menu. But I had the roasted chicken, which was delish, and they have done, I just think, a really nice transition to downtown. And they're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
No, they are not open for breakfast anymore.
Oh, okay.
They cut that out after about 2 months.
Okay.
Because, you know, you work downtown, I think.
Yes.
You weren't eating breakfast there. Not very many people were, apparently.
Well, yeah, it's a problem, especially with the parking, I would think, for breakfast time, because all the workers are there as well. The Reserve so far is still serving breakfast.
Well, it's a hotel. They have to.
They have to, yeah. So I'll leave with those and skip the others.
Those are great, though.
Those were great.
Would you go back to all of them?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Very
absolutely.
Good.
Oh, and I do want to just say one quick thing. We had at Trezzemare the other night. Other day, and
which is now no longer this is the one north of the river.
This is the one in Briarcliff, and they have a really nice outside patio that sort of overlooks the city. There's a building in the way, unfortunately, but you get this really high up kind of cool, you know, here I am above
That's
the world,
cool.
And very, very nice. And they now have Saturday happy hours from 11 to 4.
11 to 4, that's a long happy hour.
Yes, it is. And, you know, because otherwise their happy hour is 3 to 6, and then they have a reverse one from 9 to close. But anyway, I thought it was cool because they're also open Sundays.
You got a lot of good info, babe.
I know, yeah. I know. I was out there working.
And Miss Ferris, the soon-to-be Mrs. something
Ferris.
Else. Mrs. Ferris. Oh.
I'm Miss Ferris. I will be Mrs. Ferris.
It's amazing how things work out that
I know.
Way. Huh?
I know. So you can still find me by Emily Ferris. Well, I went to a new place called the Jacobson last night at 2050 Central. So it sort of shares a parking lot with the new Lulu's.
It actually, I think, shares a building.
It's
the other half of the building.
Yeah, except they actually don't share a parking lot because there are signs that say Lulu's parking only, which I may have parked in last night. And there's valet parking for the Jacobson, which was the first thing that sort of surprised me about it because I wasn't expecting it to be so swanky, I think.
It is kind of swanky.
It's kind of swanky, but
there's
some really
good art on the walls.
The decor is very cool. It's a very cool space, sort of industrial downtown hip. It wasn't exactly what I was expecting. Last night was their opening night party, which I didn't realize was going on, and so I walked in with some friends and I wanted to have dinner and some drinks, and they were very accommodating and crammed like 12 of us into a four-top table.
You know, that might explain why you had some issues with your dinner last night.
I did have some issues with my dinner last night. And yes, I want to point out that it was their grand opening party, though I don't think too many people there were there to eat. So I don't know how backed up the kitchen was, but I'm sure as it was their opening night, they were crazy and busy. So I'm going to give it another chance after last night. But we had the citrus sea scallops, which were pretty good. They could have been seared a little better. But I judge a place on its scallops and its French fries. And I was disappointed by the fries. Good thing Mary Block isn't here because her heart would be broken right now by bad fries. They were not really cooked well enough, and they were truffle fries, and the truffle flavor wasn't really coming through. They were just sort of like
Now, I had the most sensational hamburger there. So sensational that it really didn't require cheese, which for me is saying a lot. And you brought the menu, Emily. You want to describe that hamburger?
The classic burger.
No, this is the Jacobson.
The Jacobson. Fresh ground beef, pan-seared with bone marrow butter, dressed with short rib marmalade, and piled high with crispy onion straws on butter-toasted brioche.
Whoa. So needless to say, it's not exactly... I hope my doctor isn't listening. It's not, okay. It's not exactly a cholesterol-free dish.
I should have ordered that.
But I enjoyed it, yeah.
That sounds really great. So I'm going to give it another chance. I think it was... Did you go for lunch or dinner?
Dinner.
Okay, but it probably wasn't packed and there weren't...
Well, there was no grand opening.
There were lots of people in sparkles and high heels last night, and I was not one of them, so...
Amazingly enough, I was. I didn't want anyone here to know, but, I don't get to dress up that often.
No. I'm going to give it another chance. I know, we come on here and we talk about new restaurants, and they're new, so that's something that people should always keep in mind when we come in here and we are talking about brand new restaurants. They are brand new, and they're still working out kinks. Last time I was here, I'd had some issues with my meal at the Reserve, but it sounds like they've gotten much better. So yeah. I'm going to give that another chance.
You know, every restaurant, has to get on its sea legs, I guess.
Right.
I get a lot of criticism sometimes from some people because I write reviews. Usually the restaurant has to be open at least 2 months, at least, before I go in and to review it. There are restaurant owners who think that restaurant critics should wait 6 months, but I've known restaurants that don't last six months.
Right.
So we're starting to get phone calls at 816-235-2888 and emails at centralstandard@kcor.org. And we are taking your Twitter tweets.
Your tweets.
At KCRCST. Where else have you been, Emily?
Well, this is not a new place, but it has a new touch. Soban Korean food, which I know, Charles, you and I both love.
Very much.
It got chilly out this week, and I wanted to go to Soban and get something.
Why don't you tell our listeners where exactly it's located?
So Soban is at 7800 Shawnee Mission Parkway. So it's in a little strip mall next to a Korean market. And it is family-owned. And for the first few years it was open, it sort of had that family-owned feel. And they've renovated their dining room, and it's bigger. And it still feels... sort of cozy and
do they still have that big old bulky furniture that they have?
They do, and it's very loud when you scoot your chair on the floor. But I can put
and
up
heavy.
With it.
Oh,
it's heavy,
chairs,
but the food is so good. Bibimbap is a rice dish. Bap is rice in Korean, and it is one of my favorite dishes in the world. And you can get hot bibimbap or cold bibimbap.
Wait, am I remembering this correctly? Isn't your fiance? Didn't he live in Korea?
He lived in Korea for 18 months.
So you know your stuff.
We know our stuff. So we've eaten it. All of the Korean restaurants in Kansas City. And this is our favorite because they have one dish there called Angjang Jimdak, which once it starts to get cold, go and eat this dish. It's like cellophane noodles and chicken and potatoes, and it's sweet and spicy and savory.
Sounds wonderful.
It's wonderful. So when it starts to get cold, go get yummy, delicious chicken stew at Soban at 7800 Shawnee Mission Parkway.
That's great. Thank you, Emily. Miss Gail.
Well... I went to the Bloomsbury Bistro in the Mission Road Antique Mall at 4101 West 83rd Street in Prairie Village.
That sort of like, gives us a tweak for our upcoming theme, which is restaurants in unusual locations.
Right, and that was the intention. But I hadn't been there in a long time, and the owner has moved, apparently, but they're holding down the fort there with lots of good staff who make everything to order. It is fabulous.
Now, you know what I used to love about that place?
What?
Maybe the menu's changed. They always had like a Jell-O salad. Do they still have Jell-O
salad? Well, I don't know about that because I didn't want to fall into that. Church basement thing.
I love
but
that.
But I started the meal with toasted carrot cake.
Oh, I love their carrot cake.
Their
oh
carrot
my gosh.
Cake is, that's the reason to go there. It's fabulous. But then I found something even better, which was the bistro turkey sandwich, which has ripe pears and bacon and brie. And it is, I would eat this in the car. Because it's so good. It's delicious.
I would eat one in the car and then go eat another one inside the restaurant.
I'm telling you. And it's open only from 11 to 3 every day.
But not Saturday and Sunday.
Or I think it's Saturday. Open Saturday.
It is open Saturday.
Yeah, it's open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. It's parking. You can go right there. And it's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. I was blown away. It's a ladies who lunch place, but you know what?
Well, you're a lady. You can go. You lunch.
Yeah. And I've lunched there with you, Charles.
Yes, we have eaten there.
It's great.
It is good. It's
really
good.
And they change your menu seasonally, so, you know, I think it's worth going. And then the other place, talking about bulky banquettes, is I went to Grand Street last night for their happy hour.
Great.
I love their happy hour.
And, yeah, and it's all beautiful. They padded the walls now, and it's
green
and black.
Why do you like their happy hour in particular?
Because for under $20, you can get major food.
Give me an example of what you might get there.
Well, we got the pizza, which is not a pizza. It's flatbread with a lot of stuff on top of it. If you get the pretzels with the fondue, oh my God, the cocoa chicken. You can do all this for under $20.
Yes, they are a good deal.
And you can sit outside over the beautiful Brush Creek.
Okay. Well,
do have a nice patio.
They do.
Drinks and happy hours and things, we have an email from a new listener named Dave. He would like your brief thoughts on the environment and the food at the Rieger and drinks at Manifesto. They're heading down there Saturday night.
Oh, you will have a great time. Oh,
yeah. Yes.
You'll have a great time.
Go late to Manifesto, though.
Or make a reservation at Manifesto.
Right.
Quickly, get the pork soup at the Rieger. You will not regret it.
It is wonderful.
And if you like whiskey, get the Smoke and Choke downstairs at Manifesto or the Girl from Cadiz, which is a gin cocktail.
And they have bone marrow popcorn. Do they still
have
that?
I don't know if they still have it, but when I had it, it was amazing.
Which is really unique in itself. Yeah. So
Our thoughts are go and enjoy.
If you've just tuned in, this is Central Standard Friday on KCUR. I'm Charles Frusa here with Gloria Gale, Emily Ferris, and Christine Basica. We're talking about food, and we are welcoming your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Just so you know, Chris, email from E. Massau, BRGR does a decent skillet cornbread.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
Okay, let's go to, is it Shirley?
Yes.
Hi, Shirley. Are you calling from Raytown?
Yes, I am. My husband and I are going to be celebrating our 29th wedding anniversary, October 7th, which is a Sunday. And we always like to go someplace very, very nice. We always like the Peppercorn and the Sky. Of course, they're no longer here. What would you guys suggest?
Chaz on the Plaza, or as I like to call it, Chaz on the Plaza.
That's at the Raphael Hotel, Shirley. Have you eaten there? It's very nice.
And they will be they will be open Sunday.
They will be open Sunday.
And it is nice.
Do they serve dinner on Sunday?
Well,
yes. They used to.
What about the American?
It's not open on Sundays.
You know, it's a moment of very brief silence for the Peppercorn Duck Club and Skies that were the ultimate special occasion restaurants in Kansas City. What would be on
Afar?
Is it open Sundays?
I don't know. Somebody will know.
It's a European restaurant at 1911 Main.
Yeah.
I think Chaz is so romantic, though.
It is.
If you're
romantic.
Going for romantic and really good, I think it's the best hotel food in Kansas City.
Ask for a booth, though.
Ask for a booth, yes.
Because it's no longer dark and seductive in there. It's very bright.
Okay. Shirley, I hope those give you a lot of inspiration. We are taking your phone calls. 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888. Let's see.
Well, I would like to mention one thing that I didn't because I think it's very cool, and that is that Urban Tables now has a Sunday night meal for $29.95, 10 pieces of chicken, and everything to go with it.
Wow.
I love that idea.
So,
well, hold that chicken thought. We'll be right back. And you are back with us on Central Standard Friday. This will be an abbreviated second half because our follow-up show, Up to Date, is going to be broadcasting live from Columbia, where they're going to be airing the debate between Senator Claire McCaskill and Representative Todd Akin. So that won't make you hungry, but it'll make you very interested, I think.
Might make you hungry.
We have a Twitter message saying there's a little soul food cafe in a senior citizen building in Raytown on Blue Ridge. Don't even think it has a name, but he says it's good.
Charles, let's go.
I'm ready. I really am. Okay. If anyone knows the name of this little soul food cafe, or if it's open to the public, I'm assuming it is, let us know at 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888, or Central Standard at KCOR.org, or a tweet to KCORCST. Okay, where have you? Where would you suggest, Christine? I mean, have you eaten in a hospital lately?
No, fortunately, but I have eaten in hospitals. Children's Mercy's restaurant, cafeteria, whatever you want to call it, downstairs is well noted for some very, very good food.
Is it all chicken fingers and chocolate pudding?
No, they actually make stuff.
Okay.
The place I was going to mention, sort of off what Gloria was saying, though, was the Antioch Antique Mall, which is on, I would want to say Antioch, but I think it's off Neiman. So it's that antique mall.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They also have a small little restaurant.
They do.
Mostly sandwiches.
This is the antique mall, I believe, that is operated by the woman who used to be the manager of Leone Yarborough.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And it's sort of home-style food.
Home-style food, and she makes very good pies that you can get there.
Yeah.
And
she even sells the old cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
Well, not old cinnamon rolls, but the old recipe.
Right.
Cinnamon
and you
rolls.
Can buy those there anytime, just about. So that was the place that sort of, I was very surprised to find it there because I was just out.
I think the restaurant is named for her, and her name has gone out of my head, so someone's going to have to call in at 816-235-2888. I had forgotten about that antique mall restaurant. Have you eaten at Green?
No, I haven't, but are you done, Chris?
Sure.
Well, I was just going to say, for alternatives, in a pinch, Costco.
That was on my list. Go to Costco.
It's fabulous.
They have a huge lunch.
They do all kinds of business.
You guys are talking about buying food at the food court in Costco. I'm talking about walking around eating samples.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
And at Whole Foods on the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, does Whole Foods on the weekend have samples?
Oh, I got Mr. Yummy. Last time he was there serving up his own little pitas.
Yeah.
And
you can eat there too.
You can.
At Whole Foods.
But yes. So you can buy food and eat prepared food, which is very acceptable and also.
And very expensive.
Inexpensive. And also, you can walk around the store and sample everything and make a whole meal.
No, wait. I want to get back. You said expensive. Emily said inexpensive. I personally find that the takeout food or the prepared foods at Whole Foods are very costly.
Yeah.
Oh, I said those were expensive. I was talking about the inexpensive option is to walk around the store.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
Right.
But I think their food is very good.
Yeah.
So you do. I think it's a good value. I don't think it's just expensive. I think it's a good value.
Yeah. And you can. I appreciate that they have microwaves and water, and it's a really easy, nice place to get prepared grocery store food. And
healthy.
Yeah.
You can do vegan there. They have the whole thing on vegan things there.
You can also get carrot cake and chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Well, and Gloria does like to start a meal with carrot cake. So.
The most deceiving dessert out there. You think it's healthy because it has carrots, but it's not.
And we are talking about restaurants that are in interesting and unexpected places. Obviously, probably the best known one in Kansas City is Oklahoma Joe's, which is based in a actual working gas station.
You know, another place you had mentioned, you know, this senior citizens. Village Shalom has a little cafe.
Is it open to the public?
Yeah. And you can go in there and you can get kosher food. Now, it's not open all the time, so I don't know exactly. It's on 123rd, I think, in Nall between Nall and Lamar. So for what it's worth.
Well, we're starting to get phone calls at 816-235-2888. Let's go to David.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on. I, one of the best hamburgers in Kansas City is located in a little bowling alley at 72nd and Broadway called Gladstone Bowl.
Huh. Oh, so it's in Gladstone, right?
Yes.
Oh,
north of
the river.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the name of the bowling alley?
It's called Gladstone Bowl.
Okay.
And they have a great patty melt as well. I think for quick casual eats, bowling alleys are highly underrated as a whole, but Gladstone Bowl has been a Northland secret for quite some time.
Is it expensive?
No, I'd have to say it's a $6 meal with fries.
Now, if this is the David, I think it is. David, how would you stack it up against your other favorite restaurant in a tub?
Well, you know, it's quite a bit different.
Okay.
And I would say the Gladstone Bowl might be your might be kind of that first step towards Inatubdom.
Okay.
Inatubdom.
That's
what
great.
A great line.
David, that's great. I'm glad you brought up bowling alleys because remember Chopsticks used to be Ward Parkway?
Yes.
It was a fun Chinese restaurant in a bowling alley. Hey, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And that was David. Let's go to Jack in Fairway. Jack?
It's actually Rick.
Oh, okay.
Almost. Okay, no, you can answer it if you want.
Yeah, no problem. Someone had asked about who the manager at Leona Yarbrough's was, and I think her name was Penny, or is Penny. I didn't know she'd opened the restaurant up, but we used to go there almost every week when they were still open, and just a wonderful person would bring cookies and stuff out to our toddler at the time.
I don't think the lady I'm thinking of is named Penny.
I remember who you're thinking of because we were eating at Leona Yarbrough's, and they were about to close, and she came out and said she was opening a pie place.
Yes, and she gave us her card.
And I remember that she was tall.
Yeah, she gave us her business card, which I probably have somewhere, and I have reviewed this restaurant, but I don't think her name was Penny. But Rick, thank you for that phone call. Someone's going to call us at 816-235-2888. Let's go to Harold in Stillwell. Harold.
Yes, I'm here.
Great.
I have a question about, has anybody been to a new restaurant in Olathe next to the Oklahoma Joe's at the new hotel called Johnny's? Italian Steakhouse.
No. I have.
Oh.
I have. It is owned by the company that owned the Machine Shed restaurant that was on that same location.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a very pretty restaurant.
Not as pretty as Chaz.
No. It's called Johnny's Italian Steakhouse, and it's part of a chain. That much I do know. So, have you eaten there, Harold?
No, I haven't been there. I just wondered what your thoughts was on the restaurant.
I look forward to going back and eating there. I thought the focaccia bread was not very good, but, you know, just because I cracked. I actually look forward to going back. So, that answered that. And let's go to Brenda in Shawnee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I actually just found out about one of the best kept secrets for Mediterranean food in the Kansas City area. It's called Papu's, and it's immediately to the west of 75th Street Brewery, and it's also in a gas station. It's in a Shell station.
Yep.
And it is fantastic and very inexpensive. My husband and I went there not too long ago, and both of us had platters. I had a fabulous Eros platter, and he had a chicken shawarma platter with extra pita bread, hummus, salad, the whole nine yards, and drinks included for $17.
Mm. Now, can you actually eat inside there?
Yeah.
Like they have a little like counter bar that you can sit at, and then they have like two little rickety like 4-person tables right there in the midst of the gas station. And great friendly people. We walked in and we're looking around trying to figure out what to do, and the person behind the counter said, "You guys must be newbies. Tell me your names."
So you can get a gyro sandwich and a pack of cigarettes all at once?
Totally. Huh? You can smoke your oil and your food.
All right. Hey, okay. That's Papu's on 75th Street. We have got a question here. Is this Katie?
It is.
What is your question, Katie?
I have a question because we used to live in Kansas City area, Raymore, actually, for a number of years, and then moved away, just moved back to north of Lawrence. So we're in the area again. There used to be a place called the Blue Nile Cafe down near KU Med Center, maybe around Rainbow, that served Ethiopian food. And I was wondering if it was still in existence. Do you know?
It's not there.
It's not there.
It's in the River Market.
Yeah, it's in the River Market and out south.
Yeah.
I thought
Market, and where did you say? I'm sorry?
No, I believe the out south location did close. But, the venerable one is the one that's in the City Market in the old Casconi space, which is actually in the market proper. So I don't believe, I think we had something in the Fat City blog this week about the Blue Nile in Johnson County
closing.
So you might check on that. But
okay.
Thank
welcome
you, Katie.
Back.
Yeah, welcome back to Kansas City. And let's go to Cheryl in Independence.
Yes, hello. I have kind of a unique place to have lunch. I was just there yesterday. My girlfriends took me for my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. It was a rather big one. But anyway, it's called Henry's Antiques.
Oh, that's in Lee Summit, yeah, in
yes.
downtown Lee Summit. It looks really cute. I've never eaten there. Do you have to have a reservation to eat there?
No, you don't, but, you know, you probably wouldn't want to wait too long. We had reservations. There was six of us. But the building itself is so unique because it is an old actual brick church.
Oh.
And they've turned it into an antique store, and then in the lower part is all these very attractive little lunch rooms. And, of course, it's the linen and the silver, and it's just very nice.
Well, that's, what did you have to eat there?
I had a combination of a salad and a wonderful potato soup and a spinach quiche and a wonderful dessert, kind of a pear dessert with a cookie crumbly bottom. And
now, Cheryl, I've got to ask you this. Did I'm not going to ask what your big birthday was, but having a big birthday party in an antique mall, did that make you feel older?
Well, you know, I feel like I fit That's right great. In.
That's great. That's the exact correct answer. Well, thank you so much. Has anyone else eaten at Henry's?
Mm-mm. No.
No, but that makes me think of the Webster House, which is known, I mean, it's known as a restaurant, but it also, there's an antique store, so it's an old school building.
It's an old school
by the Kaufman Center. Beautiful. Yeah. Has beautiful,
beautiful
antiques.
And they have a nice Sunday brunch. I had the brunch there with Emily Ferris.
Yes.
Well, how nice.
Yes.
And, yeah.
I right. like this trend. I hate to call it a trend if it's in an antique mall, but restaurants in antique stores, because my two favorite things.
Let's quickly take this last call. Ernie.
Good morning, Food Critics. How are you today?
Great. What do you have to tell us?
We were earlier visiting about places to eat in unusual locations, and a year ago, my wife had knee replacement surgery.
Uh-oh.
Rehabilitation.
You know what?
Lakeview Village.
Where is it exactly?
Lakeview Village, the Bistro at Lakeview Village, 92nd and Park in Lenexa.
Well, we'll get to
Great
that place,
idea.
Yeah.
We have to do a whole show on.
Yeah, just on
hospital food.
Yeah.
That's it for our show today. Stay tuned for Up to Date. They'll be broadcasting live from Columbia, Missouri, where the U.S. Senate debate between Senator Claire McCaskill and Representative Todd Akin is just about to begin. Our show was produced today by Tamika Weatherspoon. Our announcer is Kim Noble. And thanks to my fellow food critics and to everybody who called in, I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard Friday.